98.1 KZE. It is MK with you, Barbara Bravo in the studio with me. It's that time of year again. It's the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour.
Thanks a lot for having me here today. I can't wait to tell people about this great program we have this year.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, do you agree with me that it feels like we were just talking about the 21st anniversary like a week ago?
It rolls around very quickly.
It is unbelievable. I mean, so this is 22 years now of the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour.
Yes.
And what has changed?
Well, we always have new artists. New artists come to us and want to be part of it. I think they're attracted to it because of the opportunity. They get to show their work to a new audience. Mm-hmm. They get to be part of a growing community of artists in Saugerties. And I guess just their own personal reasons. But some folks have been in the area only a short time. So it takes them a little while to settle in, mm-hmm. get their studio ready. And then they asked to be part of it.
Yeah. So let's backtrack to exactly what the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour is. I mean, it is what it sounds like, but for folks who maybe missed the last couple of years when we spoke about this, this is a weekend when artists of all different mediums open their studios to the public, and
right.
You can just take a tour, and there's some of them that you can go to on foot. There's a lot of them you can drive to.
Right.
And how many do you have this year?
So this year we have 45.
That's an incredible number.
This is the largest tour we've ever had.
Wow.
And there are artists in the village of Saugerties, and that's probably easier to navigate if you don't want to drive. But the remainder are all sprinkled out throughout the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a beautiful town, so it's not a heartbreak to have to drive around a little bit.
No, not at all.
And things are a lot closer than they might appear. This year we have 9 brand new artists. They've never been on the tour before. And we have had about 9 returning artists who haven't really been on the tour in several years.
Mm.
So they wanted to come back. Everyone, whether it's the core artists, the new artists, or the returning ones, we all have new work to show.
Yeah.
And art's like that. You can't stop. You mm-hmm. can't stop creating. So what do you get when you come on the tour? You get to go to a private studio. You get to really talk to the artist. You get to really ask your questions, find out what makes them tick, why they do what they do. It's really very personal. And I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is much more personal than, you know, going to a gallery. It's I imagine it's a little bit daunting for some of these artists to open up their individual space, their studios, and in many cases, I'm sure their homes for
yes.
visitors.
Yeah, the studios can be anything, really. Could be a spare bedroom in someone's home. It could be a spare room in an apartment. It could be a freestanding building. And, you know, when you're an artist, you just make do with whatever is available.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It is. It can be daunting. We're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Gets a little long.
Yeah.
But, you know, we go through this process of setting it in motion. It takes almost a year to do that. And so I always feel like, well, what the heck? You know, let's just stay open a little longer.
Sure. And it's just the one weekend.
It's just the one weekend. One weekend out of the year.
Yeah. So that's this weekend, August 10th and 11th. And just a really great opportunity to get out there in the Hudson Valley, you know, do something you don't usually do. Like you said, it's a beautiful area to drive around. And
mm-hmm.
You can pick up these maps, these handy maps that'll show you exactly where each of the studios are and a little bit about what the individual artists do. Where can we pick up these maps?
So most of the businesses in Saugerties should have a supply. There is a visitor center on Partition Street. It's the Chamber of Commerce, and they have a supply of maps. And, you know, if you can't get a paper map, you can go on the tour's website, which is saugertiesarttour.org, and there are downloadable files. The printed map is the best thing to get your hands on, but in a pinch, those will do.
Yeah, it is a really nice. I mean, it's you know, laid out really beautifully. It folds up neatly. It's a cool keepsake, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I, you know, sometimes you can't get around to all the artists that you do want to see, but I'm sure if you picked up the phone and called your favorites and said, could I come over sometime? They'll make an arrangement.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the, what's some feedback that you've gotten from artists who've participated in the past? What have they said to you about the experience?
Well, they really love it. I mean, if they don't love it, they just don't come back.
Sure.
And actually, I just recently kind of tallied up all the artists that have shown through the artist tour. And I think we're up to about 175.
That's an incredible number.
It is. Over 22 years, but still, yeah. People come, people go, life happens.
Yeah.
And it's generally, people have a good experience. And even if they have to take off a year or two or whatever, they float their way back in. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of that happen this year.
Yeah.
Artists who've sat it out for years are all of a sudden... they want to be back on the tour, and they are.
Yeah. So 45 artists this year on the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour. Has it grown each year? I mean, not counting the pandemic, which I feel like doesn't count.
That was a strange time.
Yeah.
Well, it does grow, but then there are off years when we don't actually get as many. Mm-hmm. This year we have 45, which is a record. Last year, we only had 37. Mm-hmm. The year before that, we had 41. So it just bounces back and forth. And again, you know, people's lives, they just can't always predict where they're going to be and what they'll be doing.
For sure. The Saugerties Artist Studio Tour, again, that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. All of these studios will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And these are private studios. You know, this is not, these are not galleries. These are really where these artists do their work. And it's such a unique opportunity to get a glimpse inside their process. I mean, whether you are an artist and looking for some inspiration, or if you are just a lover of art and just want to see where it comes from, this is such a cool opportunity.
That's all true. And you said it perfectly.
Yeah. Barbara Bravo is my guest talking about the Saugerties Art Tour in its 22nd year. What are some goals that you have for the Artist Studio Tour? I mean, we're hurtling towards 25. What would you like to see happen?
I just take it a year at a time.
Uh-huh.
And I just love that we've been able to do this consistently for the past 22.
Yeah.
And wherever it goes, I'll just be on board for as long as I can.
Yeah.
But I just hope that the artists have a good experience, that they maybe get discovered by some people that they may not have made contact with before. You never know who's walking through your door.
Yeah.
And I always tell them that. Don't estimate or don't underestimate who's walking through your door. And sometimes it leads to some really good outcomes.
Yeah. The Saugerties Artist Studio Tour, you can find maps at most of the businesses around Saugerties. They'll be stocked up. And you can also get the digital version.
And also, all of the artist studios have maps.
Oh, great.
So if you can get to one artist, they should have a map for you.
Yeah. And there are 45. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty, it would be an ambitious undertaking to try to hit all of them. But not impossible.
I would like some report, some feedback on that, and see who can do 45 in 2 days.
I would, too. I mean, I feel like, let me look at this this map again. Yeah, I feel like, obviously, the ones in the Village of Saugerties, you can hit within, you know, a couple of hours. If you planned it out right, I think you could do it.
Well, there are clusters. When you get out of the village and into the countryside, there are clusters. So you can always, arrange it so that you hit the clusters and then the outliers. They're all worthwhile a visit, in my opinion, anyway.
Oh, of course.
And... it's just an experience.
And it might be kind of a rainy weekend is what I'm seeing. So
I'm seeing rain for Saturday, but I tell you, I'd rather have a little rainy day than temperatures of 90 and humidity.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this seems like a really good rainy day activity.
Yeah, because you mostly be inside.
Mostly
you just
indoors.
Have to navigate a little bit. And I don't think we're in for anything torrential. It looks like it's just going to be a light rain.
Yeah. SaugertiesArtTour.org has all the information and, of course, the digital version of the map if you would like that. Barbara Bravo is my guest. Anything else we should talk about?
Gosh, I think we've hit most of the highlights. But again, you know, we have artists that can appeal to everyone. We have photographers, sculptors, painters that work in every type of media, and potters and ceramic artists and videography and fiber arts, jewelry. I mean, almost everything you can think of is represented by someone on the tour.
Yeah. And I want to also put this out there because I often see a lot of people asking for, like, you know, we're visiting the Hudson Valley for the weekend. What are some cool, unique activities we can do? Well, here it is. You know, like, this right. is such a cool, specific thing to the Hudson Valley and to Saugerties in particular. That's not like, oh, let's go like to a brewery, you know, which nothing wrong going to a brewery, but
they can go to the brewery after 6 o'clock.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can pack a full day and see so many things that you wouldn't normally see and parts of the Saugerties area that you would never
right,
see otherwise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's quite an event. And the artists that are taking off this year have all said to me, oh, now we can take the tour.
Yeah.
And that's what they're planning on doing.
I feel like that's what I would do. Is I would do it every other year. And, uh-huh. and on the years that you're not showing, you're going around and you're looking at everybody else's studios.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour in its 22nd year, SaugertiesArtTour.org. Barbara, thank you for coming
in. One more thing before we go.
Yeah.
It's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
No registration is required. Just get out and have a great time.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only it's art that we're scavenging for.
I love that. That's the best thing to scavenge for.
Thank you.
We've got Ray Mason Band. I picked a local band, and I was looking for something about like a tour, so we went with Ray Mason Band, Tourist in Town, for the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour this weekend, SaugertiesArtTour.org.